your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagle, and fly. Yes, spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. Oh, you were born for the valley. You were born to soar in the sky. Don't let your trials get you down, or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagles. Oh, let's sing it one more time. Spread your wings, little eagle, and fly. Oh, you weren't born. Hallelujah. Don't let your trials get you down, or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagles, and fly. Hallelujah. Mount up with wings, little eagle, and fly. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, God bless you. Praise the Lord. What a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord once again tonight. God is so good to us. Had tremendous services here over the weekend. Brother David Seiler he just blessed her heart, didn't he? Amen. So we're here tonight, and the parachuter is here. He's going to be speaking for us tonight, Brother Jewel Forney. We're just looking forward to that. And I know God's going to meet with us in a wonderful way. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let's give him one more hand clap of praise tonight. Praise the Lord. We're so glad that you're here tonight. I know you've come to receive something from the Lord midweek. You've already worked a couple of days this week probably, and a few more to go, but this is a break in our week to come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I tell you what, as the day gets closer, I appreciate these services even more. Because you know what? In the Bible said in the book of Acts, they had all things common. They were in one accord. They had all things common. Everybody was looking toward the same goal. And that's the way I believe it's getting in our hearts tonight. We're looking not to get a new car, maybe, so to speak, unless we really need it. More property, more this, more that. But we're looking to get out of here. We're looking at a message that God has given us at this end time that's given us rapture and faith. Are you glad about it tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Now give him one more hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that chorus together once again just before we look at our prayer request tonight. Just before we pray tonight, Brother Terry is going to come and give us a little bit of a report about his trip. And I want Brother West to come before that and give us just a brief summary of youth camp. You care to do that for me, Brother West? We'll cut our singing just a tad shy tonight to give you brothers time to do that. I know these people would like to hear. I know the youth camp was a tremendous success. And Brother Terry said it's the best trip that he ever took. So we just praise the Lord that God is, well, he's God everywhere, isn't he? He's just liable to show up anywhere. As our technicians work over here, we'll just proceed right on. But let's sing that chorus together once again. Spread your wings, little eagles. Aren't you glad you're an eagle? We was running around like chickens at one time, but aren't you glad you're an eagle? Somebody say, I'm an eagle. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now give him one more hand clap of praise if you love him. So spread your wings, little eagle, and fly. Oh, you were born. You were born. Don't let your trials
get you down or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagles. I believe you can sing it better than that. So spread your wings all. Oh, sing it to him. Well, you weren't born for the valley. Oh, don't let your trials mount up with wings, little eagles, and fly.
Brother West, come just real briefly, give us just a little summary of youth camp. You was there, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
You had a good time too,
yes,
didn't
sir.
You?
Amen.
As you know, it kind of got off on a rocky start this year. Right before we left, everybody was getting sick, and it looked like I got hit by the flu really hard, and I was wondering if I was going to have the strength to go myself, and the Lord just blessed us, and most everybody, Sister Johanna, she was kind of sick and couldn't make it, but everybody got to go pretty much, and I just want to tell you, the young people, a lot of times, we'll go down to camp and kind of get fired up. And then they get really, really fired up and inspired, and they come back and they get hit with the reality of everyday life because, you know, camp is an atmosphere where the world's just kind of cut out and shut off for a few days. They come back kind of fired up, and then the world hits them so hard that it's just hard for them to maintain. But this group of young people was fired up way before they went down there. They're just the maturity level, the godliness, the dedication is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Usually we go down there and get something and bring it back. This time we took a blessing down with us as we went. The bus trip was an absolute pleasure. Just their spirit. And again, I cannot brag on these young people enough. Man, they just blessed my heart. We saw amazing things happen down there. There was even miracles that happened. I can't go into it all because we have such a short time to talk tonight. But you need to talk to them. You need to get their testimonies. You need to. If you don't know some of these young people, get to know them because they will bless your socks off. I'm not kidding you. They're amazing. They're amazing Christians. They're amazing Christians. And I love them so much. And I just, we got down there. The services were great. Brother Dwayne, Brother John, just wonderful. Led of the Spirit, everything tied together, everything dovetailed perfectly. It was just, there was miraculous things just in the way the word came across and was opened up to us. I can't thank our pastor enough. The way Brother Donnie and Sister Carol support us is just, you know, I'm overwhelmed. We're just so fortunate. You know, I know that the clamp down's going to come, but you better enjoy this while we can enjoy it freely, because I'm telling you, it's amazing. And God is moving, and I'm seeing things that Brother Branham said was coming at the end. I'm seeing things that you wouldn't believe. That perfect love is coming in among us, and you don't want to miss it. If you're getting a little bit cold or you're getting in a routine or something, shake it off. Shake it off and start talking to testimonies again and start getting some and giving some, because I'm telling you, what Brother Branham promised and what he preached is right here among us right now. I'm a witness. And, you know, the other things that come with it are coming too. They're getting ready to follow. There was a young sister who was covered with scars from where the devil used to have her in bondage, and they disappeared after she went through the prayer line. I saw it with my own eyes. Just things like that. There are many more. I'm too excited. I better hush up, brother. But let me just tell you, you got reason to praise God. You really do.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Our young people are amazing, and I'm so very proud of them. But I'll tell you what, we've got some tremendous youth leaders that's leading these young people. I want you to know we appreciate you guys too. Amen. Sarah, Brad, Brother Wes, Brother Rob Weber, Sister Weber, all those that take part and interest in these young people, God bless you. God bless you. Our prayer request tonight, Brother Terry is going to come. Most of you might have heard about what happened in Phoenix over the weekend, Brother Ron Peterson's church, just to show you how sovereign God is. And God can do exactly what He wants to do anytime He wants to do it. It don't matter where it's at. After service, they had scheduled 4 people to get baptized. Well, the Spirit of the Lord began to move during the baptismal service. 2 or 2.5 hours later, Brother Tim told me he had heard 87 people got baptized Sunday after church in Phoenix, Arizona. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, people may leave. They may get burnt out with this message, but God's got somebody waiting. He's going to have His number. If I go, if you go, it don't matter. God's got somebody that'll make up that number, but I ain't planning on going. I plan on staying right here till He takes me home. How about you? Somebody say praise the Lord. All right, let's look at our prayer request real quickly here tonight. Sister Sue Miller has an unspoken prayer request. Also, Brother Roger has a 30-year-old cousin that's been missing for 2 weeks. No one has heard from him. They're asking for prayer. Remember that. There'll be a trustee meeting in the nursery room after service tonight. Remember that. Pray for a friend who is going through a tremendous battle. Pray that God intervenes for her. Let's remember that prayer request tonight, that the Lord would be mindful. Sister Martha Sacker says, I would like to thank everyone for praying for my brother-in-law, Rick Nidifer. He had heart surgery today and is doing very well, so praise the Lord for that. Sister Linda Jablonski says, my precious church family, please remember my mom for safe travel. She told me to tell everyone she loves them. May God bless each of you. May God bless you. So let's pray for traveling mercy for her tonight. Sister Sherrod Hamilton says, please pray for my husband Charles Hamilton and myself. I've been suffering with a migraine headache for about a week now. My husband is suffering a lot of pain in his body. Pray for us for a closer walk from the Lord and a touch from the Lord for our healing. So let's remember those requests. And also, she sends this in. She wants to thank the Lord. We requested prayer here over the weekend for her mother and her grandson. This is the testimony. I want to thank the Lord that my mother, Evelyn Madre, doing very well, came home the same day that prayer was made. We're still praying for healing. I'd like to thank all of you for your prayers. Also, my grandson, who was very belligerent and very unruly, had just couldn't do anything with him. He came home crying and apologizing to his mother. Praise the Lord. Again, thank you for your prayer. So God can change your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Sandy Murray says, thank you, Happy Valley Church, for your beautiful gift basket, the cards, the calls, and especially the prayers. So thank the Lord for that. Brother John Linichek, he offers this testimony tonight. I just want to praise and thank the Lord for healing Elizabeth. Be expecting a testimony of full manifestation. We are confessing the Word of God. Thank you, everyone, for the kind words and prayers done through the years we've been here. God bless everyone. So praise the Lord for that tonight. Amen. Sister Jane Terrell had cataract surgery today. States she can already see better and wants to thank God for her healing. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Donna Roberts from Missouri called to request prayer for her neighbor who is a diabetic. She also requests prayer for a Christian singer by the name of Quentin Mills who has some medical issues that he's dealing with. So let's remember those needs tonight. Brother Baker says, please have prayer for me. The doctor is concerned with a nodule in my body. We'll have an ultrasound on Tuesday. Thank you for your prayers. Please keep Sister Brenda Harmon in your prayers. She has been experiencing heart problems and wearing a heart monitor at this time, so remember that. Please pray for the healing of Sister Lillian Vega. She is suffering from walking pneumonia, so remember that. And this announcement, this is in regard to the young people's banquet. It's hanging on the balances right now. They don't have enough to have it. So if you want to make it happen, you need to go to the library, fill out your form. That's been extended until this coming Sunday. So young people, if you have aspirations of going to the youth banquet, you need to get everything done by Sunday. Remember that, okay? Somebody say praise the Lord. Now sit down for just a minute. Brother Terry, come. Give us just a brief summary of your trip. Appreciate our brother, don't we? God bless you, buddy. I love you, man. Appreciate you.
First of all, I certainly want to say thank you for all the prayers. And I know that people are praying. When you travel, it's a long way to Eastern Africa on the Indian Ocean. It's almost 20,000 miles there and back, about 36 hours of actual flight time there and back, and somewhere around 50 hours of travel time. And the way people drive in Africa, I need your prayers. I'm telling you, I always wondered how, like when Brother Theo Erasmus got killed, how do people get killed on a highway in Africa? You think about, you know, bush and on the country and giraffes and elephants, but it ain't like that. Dar es Salaam has 5 million people in there, and they drive like Chicago and Baltimore and D.C. and, you know, and it's just, you it takes the grace of God. So thank you so much for the prayers. I have to say, I wouldn't say it was one of the best. I'll say it was the best trip that I've ever made. I think there was more done for the Lord, more accomplished for the Lord. I don't know how you say, somebody says, well, were the services good? Well, when you say, yes, they were tremendous, it's almost like you're bringing a reflection on yourself, but that's not it at all. Maybe I'm kind of learning how to get out of the way and let God take over, because the services were just tremendous. You know what Lord laid on my heart to speak? Like Sunday night, we had service. We started about 2 o'clock. We got out at 7. And, you know, when those people, when they go to church, they don't have anything else to do but go to church. You know, so it's just wonderful to them. We had 6 services, and I prayed for the sick. Saturday morning, I prayed for a girl they brought up. She was been born. She was deaf and, of course, dumb. She couldn't speak. And we prayed for her. She was probably in her early 20s. I haven't got the testimony back yet. But I believe I'm going to get a testimony back, because I witnessed in my spirit, God's going to heal that sister. It was faith in the building. We prayed for her Sunday night after the service. We prayed for 20 or 30 people. One sister, she had a lot of serious female problems. She was in early stage of leprosy. We prayed for her. I believe God's going to heal that sister too. Many of them were touched and I believe delivered of God. And so we're just so thankful for those things. Brother Phil Gould sent me a text right before I left, and he said, I wish you Godspeed. And he said, well, I hope that you can find the last seed while you're over there. Well, I don't know if I found the last seed over there, but I did baptize 6 in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I hear the testimony, I talked to Brad Gilbert. He talked about his daughter and the camp meeting, what they've said about the camp meeting, and then Ron Peterson's church. Many people get baptized. I baptized 6 over there. Brother, let me tell you something. God is still moving. I mean, if this is a quick, short work or whatever he's doing, I can't say, but I'm telling you, if you're not in, you better get in, because the door's fixing to close. So we're just thankful for that. And say, well, Brother Terry, every time you go somewhere, something always happens. You always have some type of an incident. Well, I might as well tell you about it. The first person that I baptized, they have a really nice pool, and it's a fairly large church, and they built it out of concrete. It's actually, they have a high platform, and over on the side over here, they just cut out a place, and they tiled it, and it's full of water. So they had a real nice place to baptize there inside the church. So I baptized the first person, a rather large, a normal man size. Of course, I thought about the one almost lost in Peru. You know, we both about drowned, but I thought, I'm going to be strong this time anyway. So I baptized him, and when I brought him down and brought him back up, the top of his head did not get wet. I mean, he went down 99%. So the deacon was there, and he was actually holding the microphone while I prayed, and the interpreter, you know, of course, would interpret what I prayed. And the brother said, brother, we believe in immersion. You know, he didn't get his head, about that much of him didn't get wet. I said, okay, brothers, no problem. I'll baptize him again. So I prayed and baptized him again, and I really buried him. I mean, and really, I'm glad that we did, because, you know, even though I don't think it would be really an issue in God's mind, because he knows our desire, but the devil could use that against him, that he didn't get fully immersed, you know. So we took care of that problem. And so another thing is they were real sweet. They gave me a gift and a couple of little gifts. And one of the gifts that they gave me was a beautiful cane that was carved out of black ebony wood. Well, of course, the cane, it was about that long. Well, you can't put it in your suitcase. So guess what? I had to carry it on the airplane. And a couple of gifts from Brother Donnie. It was a nice big clock. It's about the actually size of this right here. Lord, what I went through to get these things back on the airplane, you know how getting on the airplane, in and off and on, you know, putting everything overhead, trying to take care. I thought, oh God, if you just let me get home. But anyway, I got off the airplane and with that cane, I had my bag, that cane, that big old picture and everything, and the stewardess asked me, or the flight attendant asked, would you like for me to get you a wheelchair? But thank you so much for your prayers. I have to say the word of the Lord was just tremendous. When you can finally get at you, I've been preaching for a number of years. Maybe I've never learned to get all the starch out of me and just totally surrender. But over there, I just seem like I just can open up and just be totally free. And God just, He really moved. And I am so happy that I got invited to go my 10th trip overseas. I thought, before I came down to Happy Valley, I thought, I'm a spare tire. I ain't much of a preacher. But, you know, I've just been blessed to be able to go 10 times overseas to preach to different people in Norway and Sweden and Lima, Peru and Africa. And I mean, brothers, we are blessed people. And I can tell you, they sent greetings, you know, from their church. All you hear overseas is how wonderful y'all are. You got to sit under a pastor like Brother Donnie Reagan. And Brother Donnie Reagan, I mean, they don't idolize a man. They're just so thankful for what he has done in the mission field, mission work, built churches. You'll never know on this side of eternity what our pastor, not here now, but our pastor, what he's done for the people overseas. God will give him a front row seat, I'm sure, in heaven. Thank you. God bless you. Let's stand. We're so thankful to get to go back to church one more time. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, dear God, my heart is just elated. After preaching the 6 services, I finally finished. I just about lost my voice, but it's coming back. But oh God, just to see the hunger and the pull, just to see the movement of the bride, and the move is on for the bride, and just what I've heard since I've been back, so many people getting baptized, and what you're doing for your children everywhere around the world, it's so exciting. I know it's dangerous about, you know, what's happening in Kenya and different places. Lord, I know you gave us a token. You'll take care of us. How much time we have left, I don't know. But I'm thankful to be one of them, one of the elect, one of the chosen. God, thankful for that third pull. It's moving, and the things we're seeing and we'll see, how you're telling your secrets to your children, revelations that you're giving to your people, the young people, how that you've blessed them. We're just so thankful. I pray for these requests, Lord, the missing cousin. Lord, bring her back, I pray, wherever she might be. Touch your life. Each one of these requests, Lord, has been given in. Too many to remember, but I know that you never forget. You remember each one. Lord, if there's somebody here tonight that's never been saved, would you save them? Lord, if they've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, likewise, would you do that? Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Anoint Brother Jewel Forney to preach the Word of God. Let it be spiritual food in due season. Let the mighty God unveil himself through the mouthpiece of this chosen vessel here, just to speak the words of God and give us understanding, insight. We're just so thankful, Lord, that we have this wonderful message. You sent us a prophet. You sent us understanding. We're not in bondage. We're not in darkness. We've been enlightened. We're so enthused. We're so happy. We're glad we're chosen. Lord, you give us health. Lord, the 10 trips that I've made, I've never got sick one time. And all the trips I've made, I'm thankful for that, Lord. How grateful I am for your grace. Bless the remaining part of the service, and we'll be careful to praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here tonight, we want to welcome you to the service. Glad to have you here, all those that are streaming. I pray this service will be a blessing to those folks as well tonight. Just before Brother Joel Brown is his family going to come, be getting ready to sing, if they'll come on at this time, let's just sing a little chorus or maybe a verse of "I'm going to take a trip on the old gospel ship." Are you glad about it tonight? Well, I'm going to take a trip on the old gospel ship. I'm going far
beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Yes, I'm gonna take a trip on the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing till the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. One more time. Yes, I'm gonna take a trip. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Give them a nice hand tonight as they
good. Amen. We're going to do this and get out of the way. And, you know, I'm very thankful for my family, my kids, and my lovely wife and my queen. And, yeah, wow. I remember some time back, a few years ago, I stood in this spot and I told you all before all of this was that when you see Sister Brown, tell her I'm looking for her. Thank you for praying. And we as a family, we covet your prayers. When you think of us, pray for us just as a family, as a prophet, the priest of my home.
Glory.
And I think there's a call for fathers to realize their position.
Amen.
You know, and the ministries and things that go on in the church, they're good in respect to, you know, denominationally and, you know, different things that we do here even. But fathers in their position can do more than a youth meeting, can do more, whatever it is. So when you think of us, pray for us. And as I was reading in the scripture just the other day, I was in those parts of the scriptures where you think, what in the world's going on? And, you know, God was telling his people, he was setting the ordinances of the laws and things that they were to keep. And they were to travel, you know, a few days, and then they were to observe this feast and do all these things for so many days. And then at the end of that, they'd pick up and do something different. And I've always wondered why? But the Spirit of the Lord just began to deal with me and let me know that it was in order that his people would continually be worshiping and honoring him and recognizing him to keep him fresh always. And it was just a call to me to do that very thing. We're just going to sing a little simple song here, a cappella-wise. You ready? Amen? Amen. Just follow along with, well, just clap with us. How about that? So, sing it.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. love to praise His name. Oh, hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
I love to praise His name. Oh, hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
I love to praise His name.
South Carolina in here tonight. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, I feel like I'm at Brother Gill's. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, yeah, man, thank God. Praise the Lord. We just say it's good to be here this evening. It's been a little while, but God made it possible to be here. I appreciate Brother Dunning giving us an opportunity to be here, to fellowship with the brothers and sisters in Johnson City. I believe everybody loved the Lord here. Hear the testimonies. So it's good. I know what he's talking about when he said the driving part. I ain't got over that neither yet, Brother Horn. Amen. But we just want to say this evening, we just want to say something in the Word of God just to be a blessing to you. My wife, she didn't make it this time with me, but normally she would have been with me, but I thought I'm going to hang around and go four-wheeling tomorrow a little bit, but I'm not going to do that now, so she stayed back. So, by God's grace, we doing good. All the grandkids doing good. Got one driving now. My oldest grandkid driving now, so we thank God. So it is good to be part of the body of Jesus Christ. Yeah, you know my style. I'm not going to no long-winded preacher. I'm still got the helicopter mentality. Something's going to go up and come down, sir. So we just trust God we can be a blessing to you this evening. I'm going to read from two places in the scripture this evening. St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses from there. And I'm also going to read a verse from St. Matthew, the 26th chapter. It's good to see everyone here. Praise God. Enjoy that song. And them boys of joy singing now. I tell you what, that's all right. I like to see the young guys catch on fire. Praise God. St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. And I want to read two verses from there. Verse 38. And 39, this is Jesus speaking here, and it reads like that, and he that take not up, not his cross, and follow after me, is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. And also, I want to read from the book of the 26th chapter of St. Matthew, verse 39. And the Bible reads like this. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as I will. Let us pray. Father, I'm back at your mercy one more time. I trust God that you would help me to get myself out of the way, Lord. Help me to yield my body, my mind, my spirit, my soul to you, God. Father, I trust God that you would use it for your glory. Speak to your people in the word. Lord, let the Holy Spirit deal with lives, Lord. There are any sick amongst us, Lord, heal them this evening, Father. Now, Father God, I give you all my strength. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this evening. I like what Jesus said here. The Bible said Jesus went a little farther and he fell and he said, Oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. Amen. Praise God this evening. I want to take a title this evening. Hallelujah. I want to use this title this evening. A true witness of a new birth. I ain't talking about just being a witness of something. Hallelujah. We got plenty of people and say, I'm a Christian. But when we go back to a real witness, a real testimony, they don't got it. Hallelujah, I want to use a real witness of a new birth. And I want to deal with a few things this evening for a few minutes here. I want to look at the word witness for a few minutes. Because we always say, I got a testimony. I want to witness. But the point of it is, hallelujah, if you're going to witness, hallelujah, you got to do like Jesus did. Hallelujah, Jesus went all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus did not die on the cross. Jesus died in Gethsemane. Hallelujah. When he went to the cross, he had already gave his will over to the Father. Hallelujah. And that's what we come to do today. We don't just want to come to church. We want to die today. Hallelujah. We want to give it all to God. I use a quotation. I want to read one quotation to start with. But the prophet used in page 335 of the church head book. And he was talking about a true witness. He said he is the faithful and true witness.
Yes, sir.
Now we think of that word witness. Well, that word is the one we get the word martyr from. I'm going to die. I'm going to be a martyr for Christ. He said, that's the word to be a witness. We got to be ready to put our lives on the altar. The Western Dictionary, it says, a person who chooses to suffer or die rather than give up his religious belief. Hallelujah. I done made up my mind, church. I don't care what come or go. I don't care who leaves or come. Hallelujah. My mind is made up. I met Jesus Christ and nobody can change my mind about that. Hallelujah. I want to tell you people, if you're not willing to give it all to God, don't give nothing to God. Hallelujah. But if you got made up your mind, hallelujah, that you didn't start this race to stop it. You didn't start this race to play. I started this race to get my reward and finish the course. Hallelujah. And we begin to look here, and he begin to use it, true witness of a new birth. And the prophet begin here, and he begin to talk, and begin to hear, why people is not moving any further with God. Hallelujah. The point of it is, they don't want to die. Hallelujah. And except you die, you cannot be born again. Hallelujah. You gotta die first to be born again. The prophet God uses, the scripture tell her, our old husband. Hallelujah. The one that forced you into this life under a shotgun wedding. Hallelujah. You come in this world speaking lies. You come in this world doing these things and acting like a devil. But by the power of mercy, God who is rich in mercy, he gave us a seed. Hallelujah. That we can overcome the world by the baptism of the Holy Ghost this hour. Hallelujah. Prophet God uses this word. He uses a message of, I think it's right in the sun. He uses it to say, he says, I don't care what religion we got. We're not coming to hide behind something. How the religion you can hide behind. But once you're dead and your life is in Christ, it ain't a religion, it's a new birth. Hallelujah. There's a difference between hiding behind a religion and being born again by the power of the Holy Ghost. He says here, the 28th chapter, I think this is the writing of the sun. I didn't get there. You're writing the sun. He's outside. That you're lost. I do not care what your relationship. He told me outside crying. I should have read a little further up, excuse me. But he said, I don't care what your relationship is, or what your fellowship is, or what your organization is. You're lost outside of the word being in you. Hallelujah. He said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, then ask what you will. Hallelujah. Because you and the word are the same. He has the preeminence. He's got the rulership. You're a prisoner to him. The world is dead. I say something had to die to be born again. Something had to die. He said the world is dead. Hallelujah. People, you say, brother, but I'm in the world. But the point of it is, the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. People, we're not overcoming the world by our own health, by our own strength. We're not overcoming the world by our fleshly strength, but we're overcoming the world by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's why we got to get born again, church. Probably God used here. You say, what we need to do then? What I need to do? We need to die.
Amen.
It's hard to die because nobody don't want to die. Hallelujah. In other words, when we look at it in the physical realm, everything we fight, we struggle because We hate to die. Hallelujah. But the point of it is, to be the order to come into the kingdom of God, how do you got to lose this life in order to find the next one? Hallelujah. You got to pick up the crow. Hallelujah. Deny yourself right now. Hallelujah. You got to die right now to your self-will or to your attitude problem. We got to die right now. Probably God had to struggle. He had to struggle with. He began to talk about the struggle he had. And he says, a real man. A real man. Hallelujah. A man that made up his mind. For me and my house, we're going to serve God. A real man. He said a real man has to lose his own thoughts. And his thoughts and his thinking not come up blindly like that, blindly like that. No, sir, you come up with your right sense and Christ take you over and express himself. And now to the world, you are an insane person. And in other words, you come totally took, your God have completely took over your body. He have completely took over your mind. He said unto the world, we are insane people. But the point of it is, we got something living on the inside of us that the world can't take away. Hallelujah. The word didn't give it and the world can't take it away. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm going to deal with this death for a few minutes. Just laying a few things here. I'm going to deal with this dying here. You must die. You must become a mortal. You got to mortal something. You say, what I got to do? I got to. I like the way Paul said in Romans 6, verse 12 through 13. He said, let not sin therefore ring in your mortal body, that ye shall obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God. As though that are alive from the dead, and your members as the instruments of righteousness unto God. Hallelujah, telling us we gotta kill something right now. Hallelujah, people trying to say, what do I need to get rid of? What my problem? I don't drink, I don't smoke. Hallelujah, that ain't your problem. That ain't your problem if you're a Christian. If you're doing nothing, it don't matter, you ain't even got on first base. But we want to deal with the problem. I'm going to go down. He said, let's diagnose the case. Hallelujah. Let's go down here and find out what the thing is that, where the struggle is. How do we begin to look at Romans 7 here? Paul was teaching us something in Romans 7. Amen. Romans 7, let me read a couple of verses. He goes here and says, therefore, brother, Romans 7, verse 4, therefore, brother, y'all also are, therefore, brother, wherefore, my brother, yea, also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For we were in the flesh, and the motion of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth the fruit of death. Hallelujah. But now we are delivered from the law. That death, being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in the newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Hallelujah. It's time for us to say, it's time to say, quit talking about, I'm in the message. I read the message. Hallelujah. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the message in you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. It ain't got nothing to do with how long you've been in the message. It ain't got nothing to do with how long you read the message. It's Christ in you. Hallelujah. Time to die. But look at this old husband. You know, sometimes we talk about it so much. And people be trying to figure out what is the old husband? Hallelujah. Something that's contrary to the word. Hallelujah. Let us look at here. Let us look at the nature of this old husband. See, because you know, we get in here and we think a lot of time, you say, well, brother, how do I know when he's there? What do I look for? What is the characteristics of this old husband? Let us look at the nature of him. First John. And look at the nature of this old husband. First John, little John at the back of the Bible. It says here, Praise the Lord. He says here, First John, second chapter, and I want to begin reading at verse 15, and it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the who? The Father is not in him. Hallelujah. So in other words, if he in love with the world, he ought to have another husband. Hey, it had to be something else that's still alive inside of you that you ain't let go of and died yet. He says here, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. Demons come through the eyes, the spirit. And then he says here, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now I want to deal with this here for a minute, because we realize here when we get to, when we think about, and we think about come out of the world, and God took habits from our life, maybe like drinking, and we used to run around and live in more. Hallelujah, that's all I need to do. And I'm saying, people, we got to go a lot further than that, because the devil know you're not going to drink. The devil know you're not going to smoke. The devil know if you got even sanctification in you, you're not going to run around with women. But there is an element that we all got to die to, and I want to deal with pride. How do I want to deal with pride for a few minutes? Because you say, people, why pride? Because pride is a demon that people don't be aware of half of one time. Pride is that husband that keeps us back from letting go and letting God take over. Hallelujah, I begin to look here. You said, Brother Judah, yeah, you said pride. Yes, pride is what we got to deal with. Hallelujah, I got to deal with it. Because this, I'm going to tell you, friend, hallelujah, we got to be honest with ourselves. Hallelujah, there is a certain, there's a wrestle against pride. Because pride always want to make you feel like you somebody. But the Bible trying to teach us that we are nobody. Trying to tell somebody about somebody that can say anybody. Pride is... Let's deal with this thing here. Hallelujah. In other words, you said, brother, how do I, what I got to do to it? You got to put it on the altar. Hallelujah. He said, brother, I beseech you that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to keep it on the altar, because something that's a lie is going to try to get up. Hallelujah. It's always trying to get up. He said, but keep it on the altar. Hallelujah. Keep it under prayer. Keep the word on it, because if you don't do it, it'll get off the altar. It's still alive. Paul say, I die daily. I want to keep it on the altar. I do pride. Pride. Let's look at this fellow over here. Because this is a powerful demon. It's so unconscious that people can be anointed with it. You say, not even know they got it. Why you say pride? Because pride is the Laodicea anointing. That the anointing of this age is pride. How do you remember when the angel came to and began to open and reveal and begin to reveal the spirit of Laodicea? What was the question he says? Because thou sayest. Hallelujah. Because thou sayest. They have nothing to do with the word. Hallelujah. Because thou sayest, I am rich. Hallelujah. I am rich. I'm somebody great. I'm somebody big. I am rich. And I am increased with goods. I know God is blessing me. They preach that tummy rod on the radio. They preach that tummy rod on the television. Oh, we are rich. We are increased with goods. I know God is blessing me. I ain't got no sign that you're born again. Hallelujah. That is no sign you're born again. Hallelujah. In other words, we got to keep ourselves on the altar. And you got to die. I got to die. It's hard to die, people. He said, because thou rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Amen. Hallelujah, we got this today. Well, I think I got everything I need. Hallelujah, in other words, I've been in the message. I got all the things I need. No, brother, you never get enough of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We always cried out, I need more of you, Lord. That's the way it's got to be. I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied with just a little bit of God. I need more of God. Help me to die right now, Lord, that I can die to myself, die to my sin, die to my... It because I said I increase with good and have need of nothing, know if not that thou art wretched, miserable, blind, poor and blind and naked. Cause why pride can't cover your sins. Now I want you to notice God have some things he hate. Hallelujah. You know, some things he just say, I hate this demon. And then if you notice in Proverbs 18 and verse 13, he said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil pride. He said, well, let's look at this. It's so easy to be anointed with. Pride, the attitude, the attributes of pride. It is self-confidence. It's boastful. It's vainglory. It's high-minded. It's puffed up. It's haughty. How does the showing self one above another? Hallelujah. God, in other words, I'm better than you because you don't know who I am. I was raised in the message. My daddy was a message preacher. That made me better than you. No, that don't make you better than me. What make us the same? We all got to come through the blood of Jesus Christ. There ain't no big wheels in the message. Hallelujah. There ain't but one person that's big, and that's Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Brother Brandon never put himself as the big person. Hallelujah. But I'm going to deal with this thing right here. Because it's so easily to become self-confident. Look what I can do. Ain't nobody on the level while I'm in Revelation. Hallelujah. You said, Brother Jewel, you said what you trying to say. That was Roman around this message now. Yeah, yeah. The preacher, the pastor can't even preach to the people. Everybody got revelation. Hey, I got more revelation. Hallelujah. Brother Duddy's down here. I'm up here. Hallelujah. People, I want to tell you what. If you had real revelation, it would make you go to your knees and humble you. Why are you thinking there's so much fighting around the message? The prophet said, it is a lack of revelation. And that's why people fighting each other. Hallelujah. Hating each other. Pride. Hallelujah. Let's deal with this demon here for a minute. Hallelujah. Don't want to die. It's proud. It's vainglory. It's puffed up. Amen. Puffed up. You know, always it's about yourself. It's always about yourself. Hallelujah, you know, in other words, we don't want to come to, I told our church, this is my own church. I said, people, we done got so stubborn and self-centered in the message. When we say church, we always say my church. But I thought it wouldn't be one church. And it's the body of Jesus Christ. All over the world, the Spirit of God is moving. Hallelujah, if you show me two churches, it's the wrong revelation they said to be this message. Hey, well, oh, hallelujah. You say, brother, what we need to do, we need to get our mind off of my church and say, Lord, bless the body all over the land. Yeah. Hallelujah. It might not be what we are in Revelation, but help them to grow, Lord. Help them to come up to the same level of revelation that I am. Yeah. Hallelujah. Die. Hard to die. Because we always want to feel. And you said, brother, do you get, oh, yes. It's easy to do. Get to feeling like you just a little better. You know, I don't mess with that brother right there. He's too poor. What that got to do with it? Hallelujah. That ought to be the brother you ought to be saying, Lord, give me, put on my heart to do something for this brother. Hallelujah. Put on my heart to do something for this sister. Hallelujah. In other words, if they dying now, they having to get up here while we are. Hallelujah. But the point of it is, that's why we got in the church. It goes into cliques. That's why we have so much problem in church. Hallelujah. Everybody, I don't hang with that group. Hallelujah. I don't hang with that group over there. We always, anyway, let me tell you something. How can my hand not hang with my feet? Hallelujah. Tell me that. When I go to church, my hands go with me. My feet go to church with me. I don't leave my hand on the counter and come to church. Hallelujah. People so we look at this body right here. We are one big sweet group. Hallelujah. Let us look at death for a few minutes. I like the way Paul said it when he was dying. Hallelujah. Paul said it these words. He said, Galatians 2:20, he said, the life that I now live. The life that I now present live. Hallelujah. I don't live by my own flesh. Hallelujah. Too much flesh is involved in the thing in a way. Hallelujah. Too much flesh is in the message in a way. Everybody worried what somebody gonna think about you. I would have praised God, but I didn't want nobody to be looking at me. That's their problem. I don't come to church for people to judge me. I come to church to praise God. I don't care who's looking at me. If I'm indecent in order, let God praise God. Sometimes I say, hallelujah. I feel like running. I feel like running today, but you know, if I did, what people gonna think? What you worry about? Are you worrying about yourself or are you worrying about glorifying God? Hallelujah. I want to tell you what people, God has got no respect to people. Amen. Hallelujah. God don't, the Holy Ghost don't make a white person act this way and a black person act that way. When the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, they all were drunk. Amen. They all were drunk. Amen. That's a cop out, Jesus said. I don't want to do it. But you get on Prices Right. You get on Prices Right, you think that one didn't ever say a word in church? Let him get on Prices Right. Look at Sister So and So. It shouldn't take Prices Right to get us excited. It should take the power of the revelation that God is on the inside of us. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't hardly stand it. It's like fire shut up in my bones. Go. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at some deaths for a few minutes. What was always the problem in the Bible? In the Old Testament, was man always feared to die? Job had a fear. And his fear was to die. He had a question. If a man die, shall he live again? He wrestled with something in his spirit. If I die, what happened to me? Hallelujah. In other words, know that that demon of torment, hallelujah, that demon was on his mind day and night. What's going to happen when I die and give up the goal? Another day he had all these questions. But God said, let me teach you something, boy. Hallelujah, let me take you down here where you had a campfire last year. Hallelujah, where you burned the wood and where you cut a little tree down and it went down in the ground and the cold winter hit it and you burned fire over it. But in the summertime, in the springtime, in the rising of the sun, that little thing spring back up. People, I'm going to tell you what, that the rising of the sun, there's going to be some people that are going to make the rapture. Hallelujah, there's going to be some people that are going to receive a change by the body. Hallelujah. You know, we worry about that. The Hebrew boys, they didn't get excited. People's around the message. I don't see God doing that. I guess I better go back to the world. Why people leave the message and go back to the world? Because they never was born of the man's seed. Hallelujah. Because remember, Adam was not deceived. I tell you, you know, you find out here, all of a sudden they run with God for years. And all of a sudden a little shaking come. A little trial come. Hallelujah. Little things start popping up. Was the message true or was the message not? Hallelujah. Then all of a sudden, here go everybody search the internet. My Bible says search the scripture. The That's what my Bible tells me. I don't need to know what this preacher saying over there. That's contrary to the message. I don't need to know what that preacher said. I know what God done for me. I've met God by the power of the Holy Ghost. It was not Brother Brandon that saved me. It was the voice of God that came through that prophet, and I recognized my day. No, Hebrew boys was not worried about what people were saying about. Hallelujah, about the message. They knew that God was real. And the reason people ain't dying because they ain't been thoroughly convinced that God is real. Hallelujah, in other words, here go the Hebrew boys, and here go the, in other words, they build an image to the prophet. Hallelujah. We're going to have a concert next Friday night. And we're going to jam. And all y'all guys are going to get anointed. And y'all going to bow down and y'all going to worship this image. These boys say, well, we know what the word says. Have no graven image. I'm not bowing down to no image. I bow down to the living God. When I bow my knees, it's to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't pray in a man's name. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. There ain't but one mediator between man and God. And then Jesus is his name. And every devil in hell hate that name. So Hebrew boys say, we're not bound down. We don't care what you say. You can put us out of your church, but we're not bound down. Hallelujah, my mind is made up. They said, well, we're going to show what we're going to do, boys. We're going to set this fire 7 times harder. See, death was frightening them boys. They had to face death. And now there got to be a decision made. Either they're going to have to bend or break or something. Or they're going to have to stand on the word. Yeah. The Hebrew boys had to make a decision. It was easy for them because they know who they were saved. Hallelujah. When a man don't know where he come from, he don't know where he going. Yeah. But if you know you come from God, you ain't got nothing else to worry about. Yeah. Hallelujah. In other words, they said, well, King, let me tell you something. I want to let you testify right now. We going. I'm going to let you know. My God. Hallelujah. If he don't heal you today, don't give up on God. That don't mean he's not a healer. You said, well, so-and-so died, and we were praying for healing, but he died in faith. So he raised back up with a body that don't have to get sick. He raised back in a body that don't have to go to the grave again. He raised back up in a body that's already, he's already healed. Hallelujah. When people die in Christ, they go down, they come up in Christ. Don't get weak in faith because you prayed to somebody and they was a believer. He said, well, they hear him. He said, I want to let you know my God is able. Yes, hallelujah, you ought to have had enough experiences with God that know that God is able. Amen. Hallelujah, some of you, that you ought to be enough experiences with God in this church. Hallelujah, that you know that God is able. Amen. Young people, you don't come out of a meeting. You know that God is able. Hallelujah, you say, how do I know? I was going through trials that nobody know, but I was going through battle that nobody know about, but my God come down. Hallelujah, and I say by the power of God, I am set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. My God is able. Hallelujah. They say if he delivers, we know he will. He's more than able. But if he don't, we're still not bound down. Hallelujah. Why? Because my heart is already sealed in. And I'm born again by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can never turn back on God. Hallelujah. Dying here. Talk about dying. You know why Saul didn't want to face Goliath? He was anointed. Even though he was anointed with the wrong vessel, but he was anointed. He was anointed by a prophet. And he should have been willing to stand the test for Israel. And he should have been willing to go out there because he know the God of Israel have anointed him. Hallelujah. He should have been ready. And when Goliath come out there, Saul should have raised up and said, where are you? I'm anointed for this job. But instead of that, he hid behind his pride. Because he couldn't stand the humiliation of being beaten. He couldn't stand the humiliation of this giant crushing him. He didn't even try. How do some people say, I would give it to God, but I know I'm going to fall. You don't know what you want. Had you ever tried, God? Hallelujah. Had you ever said, God, I want to give it all to you right now. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to surrender everything I got to you right now. I'm going to get all my pride. Lord, take my pride out of me that I don't worry about what everybody's saying in the church about me. I don't worry if they're running me down, but I come to church this evening, not for the people. I come to church to see Jesus Christ manifested in my life. You don't get nothing until you get serious with God. But look here. He was scared to death.
Yeah, that's right.
He had the wowsy wowsy woo.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That demon is so big.
Yeah, come on now.
That pornography demon is so big.
Yeah.
I'm addicted by Facebook. I can't get off of it. It's so big. I'm addicted by some things that my mom and daddy don't know I can't get rid of. It's too big. Hallelujah, ain't nothing too big for God. Hallelujah, if you put God first, all things are possible to them that believe. That's nothing too big for God.
Amen.
So David didn't know that. David wasn't reading the newspaper. He was not on CNN keeping up on everything. Although he knew that God was real. Hallelujah. All he knew that God is real. Hallelujah. All I know that God is real. I know I was out there one day and a bear and a lion come out and all of a sudden to take my father's lamb and I rose up and I went out there and I killed the bear and I killed the lion. Hallelujah. I know that my God is real. Hallelujah. I was bound by drugs. I was bound by sin. And one day I fell on my knees and God took that from me. I know that my God is real. Hallelujah. When it come time for David to meet Goliath, David didn't walk. The Bible says he run. Hallelujah. He realized he had a testimony. Hallelujah. He had a testimony. I'm going to testify to Goliath the day you're going to die. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is, high blood pressure, you're leaving tonight.
Right.
Hallelujah. High sugar diabetes, you are leaving tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. A mental depression, you are leaving tonight. I'm tired of playing with you, devil.
Hallelujah.
He knew where he stood with the word. Had to finish this up here. So we begin to realize dying. Hallelujah, died here. He went out, he slew Goliath, and he proved to Goliath that God is more than able. Hallelujah, I don't care. We have to give our life and lay it on the altar for God. Right, whatever it takes, God, I am willing to do it. Hallelujah, let me die that Christ may live.
Amen.
Sometimes we got something so, the reason people won't fight, reason people quit, and don't try. It's not faith, it's a coward.
Come on now.
Too coward to try to overcome.
That's right.
You say, well, I would try, but I know already that I'm not going to win this battle.
Uh-oh.
You say, where do you get that from? Whatever they said, look how big they are. That's the same lie.
Amen.
That they told in the time of Joshua.
Right.
The same lie they told in the time of Joshua. All them brothers went over there. Here go Moses, being the man of God, put it and preached the word to them. They seen signs and wonder. They seen God vindicate himself. Testimonies after testimony after testimonies. Hallelujah. Testimonies that know that Moses was a man after God's own heart. Testimonies. That Joshua says, I'm going to lay in this word and I'm going to put skin on it. I'm tired of playing with the message. It's time to put skin on the message now. Hallelujah. It's no longer just looking at a book. It's time to put the book behind flesh. Hallelujah. It's time to see God do what he done when he was here with the prophet, because he's the same as he was yesterday, today and forever. So they come back, these lying preachers went over there. Preachers. Preachers. With no revelation. Went over there and tasted. Man, man, boy. Whew. Come back. with a lie. We don't know if the cloud really real or not. Hey, we don't know if God really moved. See, one want to let you know, I done went back and I got documents off of the internet where Brother Brandon was not even in Arizona when the cloud took place. Brother Joel, do that weaken your faith? That don't have nothing to do with my faith. Because I got enough revelation to realize John wasn't here when he wrote the book of Revelation. But the Bible said he was called up in the Spirit. Hallelujah. The people were looking at the flood, but I'm not looking at the man. I'm looking at the Spirit of Revelation. He was called up. And he wrote what he saw. It ain't weakening my faith at all because I realize the land is there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But what about it? They go back and they turn from this message and they go back to pride.
Yeah.
Right back to pride. I can do what I want to do now. I've been in bondage so long under Brother Dunny Reagan, I'm finally set free. Are you? Are you free? Are you went right back like a dog to vomit? If any spirit trying to get you to turn back, or anybody you fellowship with that's trying to get you to turn back, get rid of that. That is not God talking to you. That is a devil trying to turn you back. Balaam would have been a lot better off if he wouldn't have fellowship with them devils. These intellectuals that hadn't met God. Hallelujah. He would have been better off if he wouldn't have dealing with those demons. But the point of it is, they got to tell him Balaam, got Balaam lifted up with pride. Balaam, we're going to get you a hot rod. A Porsche. Wow. And you're going to have a house, man. You're going to have service, man. All you got to do is denounce this message. Denounce that God is real in it. Prove that the bridge and all these things, Balaam. And you're going to be real popular, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, boy, oh, boy. This is it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of working.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the big man. People are going to be looking up to me now. Hallelujah. People are going to be looking up at you when you're in the lake of fire. They're going to be looking down at you. Hey, I'm glad I didn't go where he went. Hallelujah. In other words, amen. So he, you know, he got to looking at this thing. Balaam was so blind by pride, by power, by high-minded spirit,
amen,
that he jumped on his donkey.
Amen.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me this time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I prayed and God told me. Hallelujah. But he should have said, Brother Prophet, God said his no's is just as important as his yes. The first answer was, don't go. And what we don't understand about don't go. Hallelujah. When somebody say no, we don't need nobody to interpret no. But we done got so, I don't know what it is. We got to have, Brother Danny, what do no mean? No. But anyway, he didn't understand what no mean. So he jumped on his mule and he started down there praising the devil. I could go. I could go. Yeah, you can go. And God said, let me stop this dumb prophet. So God stood in his way with an angel. He was so blind. He was so caught up in his self-exaltation. He could not even recognize the angel. They call it vainglory. That's what happened today when people come to the vainglory. They get so caught up in themselves.
Amen.
That nobody can preach the message like I got it. I'm not trying to be like nobody. I'm just like you. Yeah, I'm not, I quote Sister Lewis. Sister Lewis said these words. She says, when I sing, everybody knows Sister Brenda Lewis. She said, when I sing, I don't sing to please man. I sing to please God. Hallelujah. I don't care what people say. Oh, Brother Joel, he spit on me, so wipe it off.
Amen.
ain't you going to do? And I ain't got time to be worried about these things. But one thing we better get our mind on, church, it's time for a rapture. I like to what Brother Brandon said in the message. Show us the Father. He says nothing in the world but just a gift to know how to relax and get Wim Brandon off to the side. The biggest enemy I got is Wim Brandon. He's always in God's way. I say he's always in God's way. I would say he's always get in God's way. Always in God's way. Always worried about something that we ain't got no power over. Something, what's going to happen tomorrow? I really don't care what's going to happen tomorrow. What can I do if I know what was going to happen tomorrow? But one thing I know right now is the time for salvation. You know something here? We had to give up things sometimes that's real hard. Spirits that have been hanging on. And the reason we never got rid of them because of pride. Just too proud to say, Lord, help me to overcome this devil of lust. You say, not just a battle, a temptation of lust, when lust got a hold in your life. And you hiding in it. And you've been hiding it for years. Oh, you got some of the weak. It's more than one form of lust. More than one form of lust. Some people can't even handle a checkbook. I can't, I'm so miserable. I'm in financial debt. All you got to do is quit signing your name. I need to go get some counseling. No, all you need to get is the Holy Ghost to teach you how to sign your checkbook. When I'm not blessed, pay your tithes. Pay your offering. But we're so spiritually weak, we can't wait on God. If I can't have it right now, I ain't waiting till tomorrow. I'm not worried about it. I'm getting it right now. All right, go get it. Now your husband working like a dog. You want a honeymoon and he's working in two jobs. You better wake up. You say you a lot of time you know home split because somebody in there discontented and they got a lot of pride. Self, I want. Heavy, high-minded. Won't pledge all the time. What about God? How much time do you spend with God? I say to people, we got to come to the place. I said, I just want to be in the place of God, by God's grace, that I don't have to play with the devil. It's time to quit playing with demons. When you deal with devils, make sure your life is right so the devil can leave. Hallelujah, they ain't going to leave. They demons know if you're living right. Hallelujah, demons will be the first one to know if you're living right. But if you know you're doing everything and stand on that altar, that power of the devil cannot stand before the power of God. You said, brother God. You said, brother, you know, like we just talking about miracles and things. People, God is doing so many miracles. And you know, if you're going to talk about God, watch every time, Brother Horn. Yeah. Go tell them something that God doing, Brother Joel. Yeah. That's when the devil, yes, even people are going to think you something. Yes, no, you know why? The devil don't want you to tell that. The devil don't mind you talking about that brother over there and that sister over there. But when you begin to talk about God, you begin to let the people know how powerful God is and how weak he is. They don't want to tell you about that. Oh, no, you talk. Oh, you pick up the telephone. Oh, have you heard? Yeah, heard what? You know what that brother did? When you pick up and say, let me tell you what God just did. Yeah. Oh, let me tell you what God just did. He just baptized 89 young people. He just baptized these people, 6 people in Africa. Let me tell you what God did. Let us brag on God. Let my testimony be my God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I says, hallelujah, I'm giving you a parachute. Don't get nervous. I'm going to tell you this real quick. A brother had been writing me. Every time I turned around, he was just, you know, it's about this text. Yeah, I'm not really a texting person. It'd take me about 20 minutes to get a text. But anyway, this guy kept texting me. And I'm thinking, who in the world is this guy? I need to find out what connections do we know, because he seemed like he knew me. You know how you're thinking, I don't even know who he is, really. So I just finally said, brother, I'm sorry, who are you? How did we meet? Because I wanted to know what connections we had together. And he said, Brother Jewel, he said, you might not remember. He said, but a few years ago, he said, me and my wife come up. He said, we had went to the doctor. My wife had 3 miscarriages, and the doctor told her not to have no more babies because she would never have a baby. And he said, you were at a meeting with her. I can't even remember. I'm just telling what he told me. So he said, you was at a meeting. He said, I told my wife, he's the spirit of God. But he said, let us go and get prayer for her. Let's see what God do something. He said, she went up there and he would tell her, he told me this and I just don't remember. He said, brother, the doctor said, we ain't gonna never have no baby. In other words, he said, they were going to leave. He said, sister, go home. You gonna have a little boy. She got the little boy, and God gave her a bonus, a little girl. Don't tell me God is dead. Don't tell me God is dead. You know why God didn't let me know that? He didn't want me walking around. Look what I done. That's why God don't let us know that we can't handle the Lord's things. Over half of the testimonies I tell it because somebody went and told it to me. Because I'm not going around trying to find out everything God done till somebody come and testify. It ain't for me to testify. God do something for you. It ain't for me to tell you, it's for you to testify. Hallelujah. I saw one lady, I was up in another country, in Canada, and this lady, she said, I've been waiting for you for years. I said, whoa. I said, what happened? She says, you don't remember me, do you? I said, no, ma'am. She said, I was that sister. I was in Portland, Oregon. She said, I was that sister. Hallelujah. They had that cancer on the breast. She said, that night in prayer, the Holy Ghost fell. I went home, the cancer was gone. Don't tell me God is dead. We need to get this idea out of our mind that God don't do it no more. The reason God don't do it no more is because too much of me in the way. I gotta know how God, if you're gonna know how God gonna do it, you don't need faith. The point of it is for you to believe that God gonna do it, he gonna do it. People, I don't know how God, I just had a miracle a couple weeks ago, and I didn't know how God was gonna do it. Hey, not worry, I got a truck, my motor was blow. I'm trying to think, how am I gonna get the money to get a motor in my truck? Just a little simple something. I got a camper out there. If I could only sell this camper, Lord. I said, if I can sell this camp, I can buy this motor. Right. All of a sudden, the guy called me and said, brother, he said, you want to sell that camper? Honey, he said, God know the intent of your heart before you even ask God. God is already waiting. Honey, just for somebody to say, Lord, I know that you can do it for me. Right. And the musicians come back tonight. Had the musicians come back tonight. Hallelujah. Anyway, you say, what you doing? Because peoples, how long has this pride been in your way? You say, but I didn't realize I got it. Yeah, how many times God done told you to pick up a phone and call so-and-so? They need encouragement. I don't want to bother them. No, you got too much pride to pick the phone up. How many times God told you to come to church and get prayer for? Well, I don't go. If Brother Dunning and Brother Dunning don't call me and they don't come, I'm going to leave the church. Well, I want to tell you what. Before you leave the church, go back and obey the scripture. Call for the elders. People get mad when the preacher don't come. Or somebody ain't praying for them in the hospital. Call the elders. But your pride. I don't want to bother nobody. You dying and you don't want to bother nobody. I don't care who say. I don't care who pray for me. If I'm dying, I'm calling. If I'm bound by a demon, I want to get rid of it. I had to come honest with myself. Oh, yes. One time I got so called up in unclean, uncensored movies and things. Oh, yes. I'm no hypocrite. I got called up. I began to realize, Lord, how can I preach to your peoples and on the other side live like a devil? I said, God, deliver me. I wanted to be delivered. One night I was in a motel about 10 years ago. I'm just telling the truth. And because there's probably people in here got stuff hid in the closet right now that need to let go of. But anyway, I was in a motel one night and all of it meant cussing and blaspheming the name of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says, cut it off. Well, I thought something had happened. I said, whoa. I said, I heard a voice. I know the devil wouldn't been telling me to cut that off. Where they were glorifying him.
Amen.
I said, God. I said, Lord, forgive me.
Hallelujah.
I cut it off. I never cut it back on.
Amen.
I mean, before looking at anything unclean, no, sir. It's because the devil, if I ain't going to let a man cuss in my house, I'm not going to let no movie cuss in my house. Hey, you let somebody cuss in your car. Hey, you better get out of my room. You said that in front of my daughter. Well, what's the difference between they saying that in front of your daughter and that man on that picture just said it? People, we got too many things. We got too much pride. We got little books and things we got here, things we got here that we just got too much pride to say, Lord, help me. God is wanting to do more for us than we ask. It's time to let God. And they say, hallelujah. Anybody know that song, He Knows My Name? Do you know it? Who know it? You know it? Who knows it? But George, hey, praise God. He knows my name. Hallelujah. How long have you been fighting that depression devil? And you sat there every service. Service after service, you come and you wore down. Stress. That demon won't leave. You wear it all the time. You seem like you can't be happy. How long are you going to carry that devil with you? Or how when you going to raise up and say, this is the night. This is the night. He knows my name. And he sang that song tonight. I'm not just going to have this a prayer, but if anybody bound by a spirit, I'm going to deal with that demon. I'm going to deal with the devil. Because the word of God said, I give you power over unclean spirits. That's what God said. And I don't have to back up for a devil as long as I know God said it. He knows my name as he sang that song. If anybody got a need, we'll give a prayer. If not, I ain't going to be here. Oh yes, church.
He calls me his own.
Hallelujah.
He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my name.
She says she's about to have a nervous breakdown. Was he a believer? He was a believer. Oh, goodness. Wait, what you talking about? You lost to the man standing right beside you, son. He ready to come back for you. You ain't lost nothing.
Come
by the power of the Holy Ghost. Satan, take this fear out of her mind. He's here now. Father God, you ain't waiting to step back in that dimension with your sister.
Jesus
God. You just be that.
Come away.
for this day. I could give to you my name. Eternity awaits us, come away. My
love. I told him, I said, we met years ago when he was about to backslide on God. I was 28 years old. And God spoke to her and said, you're a son of God. And from that time, God put a heart like David and Jonathan. And this son is the devil. And Kevin believed and he held on for years. Do y'all believe that God can heal us?
Yes, sir.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, I give. I give myself. Give myself away. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away. Myself away to you. I give myself away so you can feel me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am.
Amen.
Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing and I'm desirous just to see your desire. Myself away so you can use me. Give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me.
You, here I am to say that you, my God. How many people come to worship you? Hallelujah. It ain't got nothing to do. We come to worship our God. Hallelujah. Never gonna have to leave here tonight. Open the back door. Satan gotta leave this place tonight. Hallelujah.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether. You stepped out into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made it so hard adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship.
Are you ready to worship?
Are you ready to bow down?
I'm just
say that
my God.
Worship him a moment while they're praying here. Let's just give him thanks tonight. Now that we've heard the word and the presence of the Lord has come by, let's take and water what he's done tonight. Water your healing. Water your victory tonight. Water your deliverance, believing that Jesus Christ has made you well. Jesus Christ has come by and delivered you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Between you and the Lord, I said I love you, my Lord, with all of my heart. You are my everything. Oh, glory to God.
You are the reason I sing.
Yes, I
love you. I love
you. Oh, hallelujah.
My
oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank him for what he's done for you tonight. So, Brother David, I got prayed for tonight. Stand by victory, claiming For that confession tonight reaches further than just this light, time, and matter dimension we live in. But it goes there into the realms of God. Oh, hallelujah. How we thank you tonight, Lord, for coming by this place. Lord, what it means to us. Lord, that you would come by and we'd feel your brush of the wind of the Holy Spirit as it would move past us, Lord, and fall upon us. Lord, we want to thank you for every heart that you've touched tonight. We believe it's been nothing less than the Holy Spirit that has come, Lord, to meet every need, to touch every life tonight. Whether we pray for or not, Lord, we've been blessed because we've sensed you come by. Dear God, I pray, help us to stand, Lord. For Paul said, having done all to stand, just stand. Tonight we come to stand on the promise of your word. We will not be pushed off our property, Lord, that you've given us. We take it as our God-given right. We claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We exalt you tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For you are so worthy. You are so worthy.
Yes.
Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God.
Yes.
I'm going to keep pressing on.
On and on and on.
I'm going to keep pressing on.
Oh,
I'm going to keep pressing on to the higher calling of my Lord. I'm going to keep pressing. Even if there was a rapture, you'd never make it in. And I just say, oh, help me say, that proves you're alive again.
I'm going to keep pressing on.
Jesus. tries to stop me. Turn me aside. No need for you to go on.
Anybody ask you where I'm going, where I'm going soon? Oh, if anybody ask you where I'm going, where I'm going, one day soon, me, I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. I'm going in the rapture.
Are you going?
I'm going in the rapture. I'm going in the rapture to be with my Lord. Now listen to this. Now I can take the pain, the heartaches that it brings. There's comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone. As God gives me grace, I'll run this Christian race until I see my Savior face to face. Oh, I'm going up yonder.
Are you going?
I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. In the rapture,
amen.
I'm going in the rapture. I'm going in the rapture to be with my Lord.
Sing it, going up yonder.